And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
I want to welcome Public Works Director Chris Nolan here. Chris, how are you doing today?
We're moving pretty quick this morning. No, we're doing good. Thank you for asking.
Okay. This has been an interesting time. I have experienced yesterday, for the first time this winter, the thing that I have done in the past a lot, which is to move snow in my very short driveway and some access points. But what I came away with from this first push and shovel lift was the snow was very heavy.
Yes. This last snowfall was much different than what we've received, you know, previously throughout this this winter. It was definitely a much heavier, wetter snow, which is we go about removing it the same way we do with lighter, more sugary snow. But it definitely plays a little bit of tricks with us in our equipment, how much we can move at one time. You know, the equipment we have struggles a little bit when that snow gets heavy and it just sticks to all the metal.
I can believe that. So what, give some kind of measure, perhaps, so that a listener would understand the difference from between maybe earlier snow and not so long ago. There was this fluffy stuff that I just waved my arms and it came off, blew away. So
So when it really that snow consistency, if it's a lighter sugary snow, even if we have, you know, a much more measurable amount of it, it's still because it doesn't compact and stick to the metal. We can push and remove a lot more of it more easily. Whereas even if we get, you know, 3 or 4 inches or however much we got yesterday and the day before, maybe I'm not a weather person. I don't know what the exact measurement was, but probably somewhere around five or six.
Felt that way. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
You know, that snow was much heavier, much more wet, and that it just sticks to everything. So it makes it much harder for the graders to push it out of the way. It makes it harder for the snowblowers to actually blow it when we're trying to blow it. When we start removing all of this stuff, it'll be harder for our blowers to blow it into the back of the dump trucks to get it out of here, and even our dump trucks. And the contract dump trucks that we contract to help us get all this snow out of here will have trouble even dumping it because the snow will want to stick in the bed of the dump trucks.
Right. So it's about moisture content, but it's also about the temperatures. So, for example, today, Friday, we're looking at an early morning temperature of roughly 34 degrees, scheduled to go up a little bit higher, which means that some of that snow compacts or melts and becomes heavier.
Yes. Yep.
So the real trick is, though, not to have it then freeze.
Yes. If it freezes and we've got it bermed up, then those berms can... Yes. Maybe stick around for a little bit longer than we would like them to.
Right.
Then we really don't have anything to get through that.
Yeah. And I've on a local and very personal level, I've experienced that putting my shovel into what appeared to be soft snow and was not. And I said, all right, this is going to be chop it out. But move it, because if it does warm and get wet and then freeze, then you're right. It hangs around for a long time and difficult to move. So the scale of what you're talking about is compared to a listener's own driveway and walkways is considerable.
Yes.
So this was surprising in that over a week, we started with a little bit of snow on the ground. And I'm looking out. We can look out across at the Palmer Depot and see even there where the parking lot has been cleared, there's huge piles of snow. It surprises me to see so much. I didn't realize it was accumulating that way.
Right. And, you know, honestly, you say that, and that's something over this winter. I've learned that very same thing as well. As we go through and, you know, for example, the City Hall parking lot, the front and the back,
right.
Just clearing that, and you see there's a big pile of snow already in the back of the City Hall parking lot. Well, we've already removed one, and that from the last snows that we've had, that pile actually took 18 dump truck loads to remove that one pile.
Just that one?
That one
from
pile,
that one parking
that
lot.
From that one parking lot, 18 dump trucks. So the one pile that's sitting there now, that's probably going to be another 10 truck loads. And that's just the City Hall parking lot front and back.
Oh, my. So
you can imagine as we try to remove snow from the downtown streets, neighborhood streets, the airport.
The airport is interesting. Now, the airport is a big open place, a huge runways to move the snow off of. Where's the snow that's plowed off the runway get moved to? Is there a spot on the airport?
Yes, there is a spot dedicated on the airport that once we snow blow the snow into the back of the dump trucks, they take it to a specific spot.
Any even rough guesses how many dump truck loads just for a runway?
I would definitely be swagging a guess, but hundreds.
Okay, and that's just for that one piece of work, right? So perhaps for the listener who's thinking about this and saying, "Oh, okay, maybe it becomes a bit more understandable how it may take a little while to get some of this snow removed one place or the other."
Yes. Yeah.
But I, of course, each morning at 6:30 a.m., I walk across town and I have a firsthand view of what's going on. And I've been very impressed because obviously, again, people have been out in the night moving this stuff from place to place. Now, I do know that we're talking here about public works, removal of snow from public parking lots and so on. But in addition to that, there are many businesses, the banks, for example, Fred Meyer.
Yes.
These are all commercial establishments with huge parking lot areas, et cetera. Now, the city doesn't do any of that. That's
correct.
That's done by a lot of people who are hired one way or the other to move it, and that adds another dimension. What about commercial dumping of snow? Where do people who move snow from a business parking lot, what do they do with their snow?
You know, honestly, I'm not sure. I know, other than to know where they don't put it.
Okay.
That is their responsibility. The snow falls on their property. It's right. Their responsibility to move it, store it, do whatever they're going to do with it. But there's nothing that the city provides them as far as a place to put it.
Okay.
When they do remove it.
Okay. So they have to negotiate whatever contracts they have with
their contractor, whoever it is that's removing.
Who has some place, special place where they take snow. So let's come on down to downtown Palmer. Since we're on a snow trail here, I'm looking outside of our windows, outside our studio, and very nicely I can see that what happened was some people moved some snow off the sidewalk toward the gutter area, which had a lot of snow because it had been pushed there for the first cut. Mm-hmm. And then somehow magically last night, a plow came through and removed it. So at least on this side of the street, in fact, being able to dodge between the light poles, et cetera, a plow removed the snow, and it's very nice. The sidewalk's cleaned off, and the gutter collection of snow is gone. And then I look across the other side, of course, and there's still snow.
That's our berm over there.
Yeah, it's over on that side. And so we've talked about the restrictions on parking along streets in order to help this whole process along. Because if you put a vehicle, I've put my vehicle, but I very carefully put it where you've already plowed.
Yeah.
So it's not going to get in the way.
Yeah, when I parked across the street, I was like, oh, I hope I get in into the parking lane.
right. So that's another factor that has to be considered if people are early and plows haven't come through, and it's going to make it a little difficult to plow that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else about snow that we have missed to this point?
No. Well, honestly, you know, just I would just ask everybody, you know, to just bear with us as we try to get all this snow out of here, and you know, we're doing the best we can, and we're getting it removed as fast as we can.
And in addition to the snow removal, I have also noticed, because once you get into winter, there's often an underlying area, layer that coats the surfaces, mm-hmm. and there is a throw of what looks like some kind of sand mixture around mm-hmm. certain areas, mm-hmm. particularly parking lots, the library parking lot, as well as the intersections.
Right. Anywhere where we've got that, I guess you could say, increased slide potential, you know, okay. as you're trying to come to a stop at an intersection, in parking lots where you're, you know, maybe moving a little bit slower, but there's that chance that you could, if you did hit the brakes hard, you could start sliding and go into another car. Yeah, we try to get the sand down.
Now, if someone is listening and, for example, they note something that is different, a pile of snow that somehow has gotten into a roadway or one thing mm-hmm. or another, mm-hmm. should they call Public Works and what?
Yes, and let us know.
And what yeah. number should they use for that?
Oh, boy, that's, what is it, 745-3400?
Okay. And they can look it up on the website, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, Public Works. Okay. But what you're suggesting is we're encouraging people, if you note something, to mm-hmm. give a call.
Yeah, let us know.
And let you know what yep. what's going on to make that happen. Well, let's turn to the second topic that I have, because, again, as I point out, I walk across town at 6:30 in the morning. So I get a chance. There's very little distraction because there's not much traffic, et cetera. But what I did notice, that once again, some of the lights are out.
Yes.
The street lamps are out. Help people understand what's going on with that.
So, you know, we have, as far as lights, electricity, we've got load centers that manage different areas throughout the town for lights.
Okay.
And I think you're probably talking about the ones over Fireweed, yeah. Elmwood, yeah. that area kind of over by the museum.
Right.
Yes, we have a break in that line, and we're trying to find exactly where that break is so we can get that fixed.
Okay. So,
now, poses a problem potentially, because if it's actually, you know, somewhere where we're going to have to dig, that could be an issue with the frost. So
just like freezing temperatures that turn fluffy snow into concrete,
the ground into concrete as well,
making it, although it's possible to dig through and yes. warm it up and all the rest of it.
Yeah, we just had a dig up on North Bailey. We had
so maybe describe for people what happens if you do have to dig. Something comes up and it's winter. It's been freezing a while. The ground's done. How did that even happen?
Sure. Perfect example. Like I was just saying, up on North Bailey this week, we had a water line break.
Okay.
So we were able to isolate where the leak was coming from. And basically there we have a guy come in and he puts rods down into the ground
okay.
that actually heat up the area. And I think Greg Wickham sent me a picture. He was up there when they were putting it in, and there must have been 14 or 15 rods that this contractor put down in the ground to heat up this area, because we knew we were going to have to dig a pretty right. sizable area. Basically, those go in, and over time they heat up the area around it, get that frozen, you know, frost and everything to thaw, and then we can dig much more easily.
Right. But that's got to take a little while.
That takes a little time.
Yeah,
yes.
It takes a little time.
Yep.
So it's not something you look forward to.
You're not going to knock it out in a day.
Yeah. So now we are looking towards spring. Mm-hmm. We know that the snow will eventually melt away, the temperatures will get warmer. There's a transition period, which is often referred to as breakup. Mm-hmm. And during that time, we have the interesting situation where, in fact, we have little hints about that. Yesterday was a slushy day. Got warm enough so that some of the snow melted, mm-hmm. but the water didn't have anywhere to go.
Right.
Because many of those places where there's runoff that's taken away were kind of covered and frozen.
Yes. So as we get further into spring, we will have our roads crew going around to all of our drainage areas and basically doing like what I was just saying, what right. we do in the ground with when we try to dig and we try to heat up the ground. They'll be running lines down into all of our drainage basins and stuff to heat those up, get them unthawed or get them thawed so that water has a place to go.
Okay.
Because right now they're all frozen and there's really no place for it to go.
Right. So we'll have to deal with that kind of slush and so on and hope that the thaw-freeze cycle will not persist for a long time because
right.
that's the
yeah.
worst part.
That
yeah.
that oh. makes the work a lot more of it to do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So right now we're still in that wintry time, haven't quite hit transition, although the next few days will be kind of warm, so mm-hmm. we'll be seeing stuff happen. Let's turn to some of the just reports for listeners about the ongoing projects that the city has or that we can look toward the public works dealing with this summer. I know the wastewater treatment plant is mm-hmm. going to be finished at some point.
We're scheduled to come online with the moving bed biofilm reactor, which is the main system
sure.
itself, on the 30th of July.
Okay.
And we are on schedule for that. You know, that's kind of one of those projects that, you know, the general public's not really going to see. It's out there at the wastewater treatment plant.
Right.
Really, you probably won't even notice that it's online, but it's something that the project itself will help us, will get us into our code requirements for the EPA and DEC here in Alaska.
Okay.
So
okay. Well, good. That's been a major project.
Yes.
Take time. Other major projects either that is still in process or will be coming up mm-hmm. this?
We've got another ADA sidewalk improvement project this summer. Two areas that we'll be working. One here kind of on the west side of the tracks. Square block.
Okay.
And then on the east side of the tracks, we're also going to be working Dahlia and Fireweed.
Okay.
So a lot of work with that this summer, getting ramps, curb ramps, driveways, and sidewalks into ADA compliance. So that'll be a big one.
And I was looking, I happened to pause at one of the corners and looked mm-hmm. at an already installed ramp. I know people have wondered about their particular structure. They are kind of diagonal, mm-hmm. And they very often are knobby.
Yes.
And anything else you can say about why they are the way they are? I mean, it's kind of interesting to me, but when you come up to them, there's typically two mm-hmm. on every corner, because they're very often two mm-hmm. crossing and,
yep.
directions. And the intention is to have one, I'm guessing, at every place you have a crossing for a street eventually.
Yes.
And how far?
Eventually.
Eventually. And how far along are we for that, say, in the downtown area?
In the downtown area, I'd say we're probably closing in on 50%.
Okay.
We got a good ways to go.
Right.
And as you know, we've been blessed to be able to get some state and federal grants to help us pay for this. So that's great. And you know, the more we've got a master plan that kind of lays out the areas that need to be upgraded.
Right. Right.
And then so yeah, as money comes available and the city can meet the matching grant requirement, depending on what it is, we can easily put a project together and get it in for approval.
Okay. So just to remind folks, Mike Malewski here, and I'm talking with Chris, who's Director of Public Works. And as we transition from winter, spring towards summer, the focus of the people who work at Public Works changes, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And it sounds as if everything sort of, when it snows, everybody turns to that focus.
Yes, that is.
And then once snow is done, then you turn to doing a variety of other things.
Yes.
So what are some of those things that are done?
So the things that we'll be looking at as breakup starts, we get further into to breakup. I don't think we're there yet.
No.
But as we get further into the spring and breakup starts happening, obviously, like we were just talking about, water drainage, runoff, we'll be having guys focus on that. Also going through trying to repair all the potholes that the snow and ice just bring about. And there's, you know, not really much we can do about stopping the potholes, but we can go through and start patching potholes here as we get further into spring. Obviously, we'll start hiring for our summer grounds crews,
right.
and getting that crew ready to, the first thing they'll do is make sure all of their equipment's ready to go and, start working on, mowing and all that kind of stuff as we get into later spring and summer.
Okay. And do I remember that there is one building that's going to get some doors?
Yes. The library is getting
New set of doors.
Basically, that whole glass front end there is going to be replaced. Yeah,
okay.
It's an issue with the actual framing is kind of coming off, so the doors aren't closing correctly.
Properly. Yeah. Now, what role does Public Works play with that?
So basically, we had had an assessment done. Then we went through and got some bids on the project, knew what needed to be done. So we just went straight to, let's find three or four contractors that are willing to bid on this or give us an estimate. And we found the lowest estimate that met the requirements and that's what we did. And then we'll monitor the project as it goes along. So basically that construction administration and stuff.
So you, for some smaller jobs, repairing with door, et cetera, Public Works gets involved in doing that. Mm-hmm. When it becomes a larger one, it goes to bid typically. And you have
Well, if it's a larger project, we're involved, either myself or Greg Wickham, depending on what he's doing and how busy he is. We'll be involved if we need engineer support or architectural support. We'll contract an engineer firm or an architecture firm to help us get all that stuff together, and then we'll also contract them for CA services, the construction administration, kind of making sure that what we're getting, what the city's getting, as far as the end product is exactly what we want.
Okay. And one last question. At the last city council meeting, the city manager discussed the security camera project that is being looked at around the city. Well, what role would the Public Works Department have with that?
Really, our role in that is putting up signs. We will, first place we're going is to put up signs at the airport.
Right.
That the area is being actively watched with video cameras. Depending on, where the signs need to go, that's really our portion of that. We will probably have contractors,
putting up the
cameras and making sure everything functions and all that. So
I was just thinking as a spinoff from the security cameras being out, that potentially would be helpful for Public Works in just looking at areas that pop up that need attention, particularly during snow time. I'm wondering if that.
I guess it could. I haven't really thought about that.
Well,
yet, just, but yeah,
it just popped into my,
definitely. Yeah,
depending on where they are and what's happening, one of the things to do is to be able to say, we noticed something here confirms. Yeah, yes, we have our roving people who go and check things as well. But here's a camera that shows something happening in the moment. We happen to have a webcam right out here that looks out from our studio out at the street in front of us and the rest of it. And it's been interesting because it's remotely accessed. You can take a look at it. And I tell people if they're coming to Palmer, if you want to see what downtown was like today, there it is. Have I missed anything? Do you want to say, make some comments before we finish up today?
No, I don't think we missed anything. But, as just like I said earlier, this heavy snow this last snow event, and you know, bear with us as we're going through the process of getting this stuff out of here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, for coming in.
Thank you.
And talking about public works.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.